Journey continues, day 47. Joy of the water drawing. One of the extraordinary expressions of unbridled joy during Sukkot was called the joy of the water drawing, Simchat Beit HaSheva. When the temple stood in Jerusalem, the pouring of the water was an important feature of the festival of Sukkot. Throughout the year, the daily offerings in the temple were accompanied by the pouring of wine on the altar. But on Sukkot, water was poured in addition to the wine. And when it was done with a great joy, an all-night celebration in the temple courtyard. The singing and dancing went on until daybreak, when the merrymakers would make their way to the nearby Shiloach spring to draw the water, which was then brought to the temple. The Talmud declares, "One who did not see the joy of the water drawing celebrations has not seen joy in his life." We commemorate this now, even though the temple, the physical temple, is not standing, by celebrating, beginning even the first night of Sukkot, even though during the time of the temple it began with the music the second night. Today we can celebrate without music, but tonight and today, after the 2 days of the holiday, we actually can use musical instruments. So it's become a custom of night-long singing and dancing reminiscent of the celebrations held in the temple courtyard. They are held today throughout the festival in synagogues and streets of Jewish neighborhoods. And it has become a unifying Jewish experience everywhere in the world, these joyous celebrations. But why water? Water seems tasteless. Wine makes sense. Wine brings a person to joy. Says Hasidic thought that water has a profundity that wine does not have. Wine is an expressive experience. You can taste its delectable fragrance. You can smell its fragrance and taste its delectable taste on your taste buds. Water does not have taste. And that's why it's a celebration that's beyond expression. A celebration of the essential core of a human being. So when you think of a thirsty person, a cup of water is tastier than the most delectable wine. In the spiritual sense, this means that when a soul experiences a thirst for God, when it recognizes how vital its connection to God is, it undergoes an exhilarating experience that is like a feast for its senses. To such a soul, the water it draws from the deepest self to pour onto its altar of service to God is a greater source of joy than any intoxicating wine could ever be. So today, and throughout the days of Sukkot, here's the exercise. Participate in a Simchat Beit HaSheva celebration, whether in the street or in a synagogue in your community. Bring your children, bring your family. Let us all join together in this infinite type of dance that expresses the deepest parts of ourselves that are even beyond anything that taste or smell can access.